Amen. Okay, praise God. Oh, Lord, I don't know. It's just, I think, you know, I'm so excited about this Christmas, and I have so much peace, and even though, you know, there's a lot to do and cooking and shopping and all that, but it's because the Lord's return is coming upon us. It's coming, and I'm just sensing it more and more, and it's just a thrill. It is a thrill. So, you know how you feel when it's Christmas time? You know, you go about your life, you're happy, things could be good, but all of a sudden Christmas is here and something stirs up inside of you. It's like different, right? There's just something in the air. Maybe where it's the excitement. But you know what? Even before I knew the Lord, and I see this as what the world goes through, you know, Christmas, I would get like, feel romantic, or I would feel, you know, this in the air. Some people say, oh, some men will say, I'm going to ask her to marry me. I'm hoping we get engaged on Christmas Eve. You know, because there's that stirring, there's something in the air. Maybe it's, you know, people express more love. Maybe it's being with the family. Maybe it's the gifts. Or joy. The Spirit, when the Spirit is in the air and the Spirit is moving amongst us, He changes things. And thank God, even the hardest heart, for some reason, when they wake up to the manifestation of the Lord's presence at Christmas time, there could be possible change. Amen? The air kind of changes and we celebrate. It's the spirit of Christmas. Oh, and I think about it. If it should snow on Christmas, wow. Now we have Christmas, the tree, the presents, and a winter wonderland. You know, you see those rosy cheeks. Doesn't that add another dimension? Oh, my God. Think about the twinkling lights all over the place. Twinkle, 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 little star. Twinkle, twinkles all over. There's brightness that comes. Some people seem kinder at Christmas time, more friendly, warm. There's like a little fuzzy feeling all around. Some people get engaged, like I said. We wait sometimes for special things that we plan and all of a sudden want to go ahead with those things at Christmas time. But I feel bad for the world because they get all wrapped up in presents. I feel bad for the world because there's that element of truth that sets us free that they don't even know and haven't experienced yet. But they run around and there's, you know, the kids make out their lists, Santa Claus is coming. And we run around and they run around and they get all the gifts and they fix the house so nice and they may have the family coming over and making special food, wine, alcohol, whatever they do. And they don't know the good news. The light of the world has entered space and time and earth to present good tidings. And think about it. Now we carry that. We carry that to bring good news. Amen. You're carrying the light of the world, for you are, we are the light of the world, to bring good tidings, to bring truth that can set them free. We lose sight. You know, most of the world has it all wrong because there's something missing. You know, but they don't. After Christmas, the tree comes down, the ornaments are boxed again, the cards are discarded, and now we face the dead of winter. And there's a lull. Not for us, I'm talking about the world. Everything is over. It's a big mess, picking up the wrapping paper, cleaning up. And now, what do they have? That stirring, that spirit of Christmas is gone. They don't have the hope of glory. The real meaning of Christmas, we know, is God's love for us. This is how much I love you. And Jesus said, this is how much I love you. Amen? And they don't get it. God, we need to pray. We need to pray for neighbors, pray for people that you know that are not walking with God. Your circle of friends or just people you know, work with, whatever. Our prayers are so powerful. They can break through the darkness. They can bring the truth that sets them free. We must not forget about the world. We're celebrating. We're looking forward to being with family. We're looking forward to our loved ones opening gifts from us. You know? But we know the full extent, the reality of how much, no, we don't know the full extent. But we get a fuller extent of the reality of God's love because he sent his son. That little baby that we celebrate became a man and hung on a tree. That's our Christmas gift. That's it. That's it. We need to share this with others. The real meaning of Christmas is God's love for us. And the biggest gift, being with God someday, being with Jesus, and it will be everlasting. Everlasting. Nothing lasts in this world. The excitement of something you get, how beautiful, how wonderful. You're not excited that much a year later, are you? Whatever we have, whatever, it's not that exciting after a course of time. But the excitement, the joy, the fullness of joy will never fade away. In the afterlife, it's impossible. The spirit or feeling is what we should have. You know, the spirit of joy, the stirring at Christmas time, the excitement should remain with us while we're here on earth all year long. Wake up in the morning and start celebrating. You are saved. You will be with him for all eternity. This is the meaning of Christmas. Amen. God gave us a gigantic present. His son. Salvation. He wrapped it all up with blood and pain and suffering so that we could look into that present and see life and glory and joy and love and everlasting time. Nothing will fade away. We'll never get over it. We'll be in heaven celebrating, 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 celebrating. And I think about 1,000 years, we will be on earth for 1,000 years serving the mighty King with all joy, with all excitement, with all the strength. And I just have a visual picture in my mind. And as we were singing the wonderful, wonderful songs today, I kept thinking of, you know, someday there's going to be the mountain of God, and we're going to march up that mountain. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to get into it, because I would just make it seem so trivial. But what is awaiting for us is something that is indescribable. Indescribable. This is the spirit of Christmas. I'm talking about joy and excitement, because the Lord is returning. He's coming back. Amen. That's Christmas. That's our gift. That's our gift. He already, we don't even have to open that gift. He already one day, hanging on a cross, opened up his arms and said, come on, go for it. I'm here. Oh, God. Let's turn to Psalm 100. I'm going to try to keep this short. Psalm 100. Make a joyful sound to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. This is verses 1 and 2. I'm going to go to 5. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his sheep and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. Praise God, for the Lord is good. I wasn't really even looking for him when my eyes were opened. You know, how good is God? How good is God? Father, I pray for Mark Bressy, God. Father, touch him. Touch him, Lord God. Let him look beyond how his wife decorated or put up the tree or the gifts of God. Let him see you, God. Let him see you, Lord. Open up his eyes in the name of Jesus. See now, that's the spirit of Christmas. That's the stirring. You know, it's when people walk around and it's Christmas and you see them, and like I said, they're more cheerful for some reason, it's Christmas. They really don't know what's going on inside of them. I remember when, you know, I was young and before we were married, and I would think about Christmas. I mean, you know, I would want certain things and stuff like that. But I remember Christmas morning, and my mother could have been in a bad mood or whatever, which was very frequent. But there was just something stirring inside of me before I knew the Lord. And then when I heard songs like this, it was stirring up more. But Christmas was over, and I just go on my way. Live life. Christmas would come again, there would be a little stirring. So right now, I feel like the world is being stirred. You understand what I'm saying? But that stirring in the church, that excitement in the church, has to remain in and on us for all the world to see. That is an eternal stirring and excitement and happiness. We should be glowing. We are the light of the world. Yes. Amen. It's the heart attitude. You know, that spirit that people get. Gratitude with the urge and want to give to others with the love of God and the joy of our salvation. Like, give it away. Yes. Give it away. Hallelujah. Give it to them. We can say, you know, I feel like this all year round. And it's not the gifts, and it's not the lights, and it's not the tree, and it's not this, it's not that. It's Jesus. Yes. And we've got to tell them. We've got to tell them. It's what he has done. Do you know what he has done for us? Tell them. Let me just tell you. We could not enter into heaven with our trespasses, with our sins. But when we accept him, we ask God to forgive us and we accept him into our heart. It's like a thousand, a million Christmases, the stirring and the spirit coming into us. There's nothing like it. Tell them. Tell somebody this Christmas. I want to just take a couple of minutes to talk about that God has brought regeneration. Oh, the love of God and the joy of our salvation has brought regeneration. We are in a state of regeneration until the Lord returns. And then there's this great, big, giant regeneration, you know, when we see him and we begin eternity. And regeneration is a work of the Holy Spirit. And he's giving birth, new birth in us over and over and over. For, you know, we have not attained it all. We are not there yet. You know what I'm saying? But go after it and take it. Take it all the more because it is there for you. It's laid out before you. We can be so numb or distracted and not realize the path that God has put before us, a path of joy, a path of life, fullness of life, a path of love, a path of energy, and a path of strength. Walk down that path every day and take what is yours. That all of this and so much more has been given to us. That's our Christmas. The Lord floods our soul. He touched me and made me whole. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Grasp hold of life more abundant. Some of us are healing our hearts. Things go on in life. I understand that. I understand that. And meet with the Lord. Because he will cover. He will cover more and more deeply. We've been through things, maybe we look in the past. Give it all. Come to that place where you come to God and say, I've got a gift for you, my Savior. It's all my hurts. It's all my wounds. But really, he already took it all from us when he hung on the cross. We now have to just take that healing. We have to take it from the Lord Jesus Christ. That baby that was born, that crying out baby that was born, that baby that began to grow and he knew his father and he walked with his father and he only did the things he saw his father doing and he spent time and he knew his father's voice and all of a sudden, while hanging on the cross, he said, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Why? The greatest pain was the absence of the presence of his father. And why? Why? And he seemed, like I said last time I spoke, he seemed so surprised about that. All of a sudden, I was being whipped my skull was being crushed and my nails, my hands took those nails and everything that I went through. But why all of a sudden? I'm not feeling you, Father. His last moments, something very deep was taking place and very deep for us. He kind of bought the presence with his blood for us. Take that presence. Live in that presence. Get out of bed with that presence. Go to bed with that presence. If he wakes you up during the night, I would say cultivate that presence. Do you feel him right now? Are you feeling him right now? Are you looking forward to feeling him when you're at home tonight? And waking up in the morning with that? Because it covers and it calls us into a better place and a better place. That joyful spirit of love should be with us nonstop. We should carry a spirit of regeneration, like I said, forever. Oh, the Holy Spirit that floods my soul. He touched me and made me whole. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Abundant. Life abundant is growing in our soul. But you have to recognize it and move with it. The understanding, the knowledge that there is so much more. I know that there is. Do you know how you can become depressed or pressed down or overwhelmed or worried? Doesn't this happen sometimes? It should be just a fleeting moment, but there's something behind it. I know it's the Holy Spirit of God that energizes, who regenerates, who causes all things to pass away and makes all things new. But we have to realize that the enemy is attacking us night and day and day and night. And where is he attacking us? In our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. Every day, he's there. Every day, every day. Hey, I pulled you down last week. Remember what you were going through in your soul? I can do it again. I can do it again. And he would love for us to say, I just want to kind of like fall asleep. I just kind of want to be numb. You understand what I'm saying? That's how I'll get through this. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Where's the battle? Are you dressed for battle? Where's the fight in you? The fight in you to put him in his place. And instead of allowing that, you break out in worship and you break out in praise in his face, in his face. All the more as he attacks you, you break out in worship. You proclaim scripture loud. Loud and walk. Let that truth burst forth. And he'll be running away from you. Oh, he'll try to come back another little avenue, another little sneaky way. But you, me, dear God, me, dear God, to come out with the truth that sets us free. Inside my belly, oh God, where the Spirit of the living God is. Father, I pray that we can stir it up. We can stir it up overwhelmingly. Bubble up, and come out, God. And that anointing is not just for us, it's for others. This is what Christmas is all about. That God gave us the biggest and greatest gift. And that gift causes us to walk into and live in the fullness of Christ. Amen. The fullness of Christ. Imagine when Jesus came out of that desert, that he was in that desert for so long with the enemy, with the devil, with Satan right there. But look what God did before he went into that place. He was baptized. He was water baptized. And Jesus already had the Spirit, but the Spirit came in such dimension and such force for him to walk through those 40 days in that desert. And God is saying, that's not just for my son. That's an example. How much does God love us? How much? Does he love us the same as he loved his son when his son was on the earth? Yes. Listen to this scripture. In Matthew 11, verse 12, Jesus said, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." I think we have an anointing to break the yokes of the enemy, not only on ourselves, but on people. Yes. Or groups of people. And we have to take it by force. Okay? Even in the little things, we get up in the morning and maybe the day's not going right, and maybe we're getting aggravated or we're getting depressed about something. You know, okay, backtrack. Where is my mind? But where is my force? No. Live life to the fullest. Things happen, but go to the Lord. Go to the Lord, call upon his name. And you know, I believe that so many things for this time and the time to come, I believe that so many things are going to be opened up to us. But I also believe that God is going to be speaking more and more clearly as we see the day approaching, and that God wants to show us things that we will be doing, things that we have to do, you know, that to straighten that course, but also things that the enemy is doing, make it very clearly. I believe that the Spirit of God wants to teach us in a greater way how to pray as we ask for details. Details, God, show me this thing. Show me the person, if it's a person, what that person is feeling and thinking. Show me the enemy, what that enemy is doing right now. And show me, because the Bible tells me that all curses and all chains have already been broken. In Isaiah, it's already done. Now you've got to take it, whether it's on your knees or you're marching around, and you make a decision and go before God, and you begin to take those things by force and even get violent with the enemy. Whatever. God is with us, and we are a strong army. That's what we are, the army of God. Amen. So we're going to be part of the army of God until he takes us home. So that means army, warfare. Warfare. It's good. It's so good. There is a violent opposition, and that many times attacks our minds. Don't let the enemy rob you of something Jesus died for you. So what is the fight all about? The enemy attacks the church, right? Attacking when we have a right spirit. He will attack that. He will attack a renewed mind. You know, the renewing of your mind goes on forever until you see him. He will attack that. A steadfast mind. You are steadfast. You know, you're thinking about the Lord. You're thinking about the things of God. You're doing what God is calling you to do. He's going to attack the mind. He attacks the mind of Christ in you. That is so important, to keep asking God for the mind of Christ in all situations. And so we know not to be personally offended, not to get wounded. And we know what to do about certain situations. That is the mind of Christ. When we ask for a situation, the way I see it, and God has done this, and he'll bring you up over the situation, and you'll be able to look down, and you see it from a different angle, from a different degree. And things begin to become enlightened, and you understand something better. A mind that rejoices and sees God and trusts God in everything, that is the area of our soul. And that is where the enemy will attack. When you see people suffering, you see people going through things, the enemy wants you to say, God doesn't really, he's not listening to our prayers. You understand what I'm saying? It may not come out of your mouth, but boom, boom, boom. Boom. Oh, come on. This is elementary warfare. Come on. Let's go up higher. If God is allowing something, there's meaning in it. Even if a person is stripped, even if a person is in a sick bed, whatever, there's so much meaning. And I don't think we ever see it all of what God sees as he looks down. We can get a little bit of the picture here or there, but ask God, open up my eyes, of understanding. Open up my understanding that brings wisdom. Open up the wisdom. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. He has so much for us, you know? I know sometimes I could get too spiritual. I'm not getting too spiritual, right? Everybody's receiving this? Yes. Good. Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we're family, and I know you, and you know me. It is the spirit of the renewed mind to see things as God sees them, and the enemy is coming like this. Can't see. And poking so that our emotions are flaring up. That's not good. If we can line up with his emotions, his will, you know, his feelings, but that's what happens, especially to women, I guess, I don't know. We're more emotional. But the emotions get in the way, right? The emotions get in the way. We had a tremendous day several months ago, a tremendous day. I won't go into it now. But God called us into a situation. And he said, in my heart, it was horrible. It was ugly. It was bad. And we could have just said, all right, let's just go home. But God wouldn't let it go, you know? And I sensed him very strongly. I said, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? We had a day that I call our miracle. A miracle broke out. Broke out. There was so much going on in the spirit. I can't get into it now. But there was so much going on in the spirit. It was a horror. A horror. It was horrible. It was painful. It was breaking us. Breaking us. And I kept feeling God said, go on, go on, go on, go on. First thing we tried failed. The second thing we tried failed. Very emotional, very draining, very. Finally, we went on. The third thing, boom, a door opened up and changed everything. Oh, Lord, it changed everything. Amen.
Mike is on, remember?
Michael.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. All right. It's a secret right now. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord, so much, God. Oh, that baby came, that small little baby, that weak little baby, willing to be God in us, indwelling in us. A baby was born, and we became born in the Spirit.
Amen.
Born again, that baby was born. Divine life imparted in us. Divine life renewing our being, renewing our minds. Hallelujah. Peter, in the Bible, in chapter 1, verse 4, says, we are partakers of the divine nature of God, God in us. Ezekiel 36:26, God gives us a new heart and a new spirit within us. We can read that. You can write these things down. Just like the old heaven and the old earth will pass away and all things become new, that is what is happening in us, children of God. The old is passing away and all things are becoming new.
Amen.
We're getting ready for the new earth. So we should have even more of an excitement and joy than the world has with Christmas. Intimate daily fellowship brings that renewed spirit, renewed mind. Thoughts that bring us up in spirit every day. When we have that intimate, you know, fellowship with him every day, we're in his word, we're talking to him, even though we're cleaning the house or driving the car, going to work, he's there. You cultivate that spirit wherever you are every day. And it keeps us moving forward, sitting on the top of the clouds, knowing that that little baby wrapped in a manger couldn't wait to come to the earth, to be born as we are, so he could fellowship on our level with us. Which brings us to a new level, and a new level, and another level as we walk with him, until we meet him face to face. The newness of Christ, the renewing of Christ, grasp it all. People, be greedy.
Yes, come on.
Go get it and say, this is mine. Hallelujah. For we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are growing daily just like that baby grew up. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Spirit. Joy, real joy, comes from the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Keep moving with the Spirit of God. Keep letting him develop things inside of you, burn things out of you. He's our best friend. He's our best friend. The Holy Spirit came down to earth. Walk with him. Have fellowship with him. People of the world feel something different during the Christmas season, something that doesn't last. We have the joy that is everlasting. Let's walk in the Spirit as he walked in the Spirit when he was on the earth.
Amen.
Walk with strength. Walk with anointing. Stand up, please. Walk with joy, with discernment, knowing the times. Amen?
Yes.
Knowing the times. There are people mentioned in the Old Testament that they understood and discerned the times. That's for us. And that was before Christ. We have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Knowing the times, how valuable our time is, how powerful our time is. Praise God. And we have the discernment to understand, and we ask for more.
Amen.
With the Spirit that fills our hearts, let us fill our moments walking and rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. And again, I say, rejoice.
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for your word. God, we thank you for your presence in our lives, God. We thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. what you're doing and what you're going to do. Our future is bright with you. We can go through the storms, Lord, and still raise a hallelujah. Because you would never leave us, and you would never forsake us. We thank you, God. We have it all, and we bless you. Father, we pray as we get together with family, friends, Father, that there would be not the stirring of the world at Christmas time, but the stirring of our hearts for Christ, realizing and more of a revelation than ever before that that baby that was born in that manger, who received gifts from the wise men, is the greatest gift of all. We love you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
You don't have to leave if you don't have commitments. Join us in the cafe. We'd love to just spend some time in fellowship.